Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Vav and Beis of Masech Rosh Hashanah. We are up to the words Lo Havu Yadi Rabban. We're in the middle of discussing, it's about eight lines in, we're in the middle of discussing what different words mean in different languages and how that helps us explain a variety of psukim. Lo Havu Yadi Rabban on Mai Seirugin. The Rabban didn't know what the word Seirugin means. The Mishnah says in Megillah that if you read the Megillah Seirugin, you're Yatza. But they had no idea what that word means. Shamuel Am to the Bei Rebbe, they heard the maidservant of Rebbe's house, the Chazasim, the Rabbanan, the Havu Aili Paski, that she saw the Rabbanan, the Talmidim of the Yeshiva, coming into the Beis Medrash in small groups at a time. Amar Lahu, she said to them, Ad Masei Atem Nichnasin Seirugin Seirugin, till when will you enter in this Seirugin fashion? So they realize it must mean with stops, with pauses, that small bursts and then pauses. Lav Yadi Rabbanan, my Chalu Glogos. The Rabbanan also didn't know what Chalu Glogos is, because the Gemara in Yuma says that the Kohen Gadol in the 7 days before Yom Kippur wouldn't eat anything that might cause him to become Tameh, and one of those things is Chalug Logos, because we certainly don't want him to become Balkari or become Tameh prior to Yom HaKippurim. So Yom Echad Shemuel Amsa Dibei Rabbi, again they overheard the Amsa Dibei Rabbi, the Chazizei Lu Gavad the Kamevader Parpechinei, they saw that saw a person who was spreading a certain vegetable called Parpechinei Armalei, and Masayatam of Chazer Chalug Logecha. And she said to him, how long are you going to spread out your Chalug Logos? So they realized what it was. Lo Aviyad Rabbanan Mai Salsal Tramecha. The Rabbanan didn't know what the Pshat in the Pasuk was of Silsal Tramecha. Yom Echad Shemuel Amsa Dibei Rabbi, again they overheard the Amsa Dibei Rabbi, the maidservant of Rebbe's house, Davos Amrila, who gavra Davos Kamahapich Besare, who was saying to a guy who was twirling his hair in order to make nice curls, I guess his payas, Amrila, she said to him, An Masa Atamas Salsal Besarecha, how long are you going to be twirling your hair? So we realize that Salsalecha means to turn something over. So we realize Salsal Tramecha means that if your attitude toward Torah is to dig and turn things over and dig deeper and deeper, then Tramecha, then it's going to lift you up, you're going to be very great. What it means, when we talk about the Puranas of Bavel. One day they heard the Amstad Berebi Dav Zamra that was saying L'chavirta to another woman, Shekuli Tatis of Tatis Besi, take this Metatea and be Metate the Bayis. So they understood that it means to clean, because she was advising someone how to clean. So they understood that the Navi was trying to tell us that Kosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy Bavel, and it's going to be completely cleaned out. You know, it's going to be wiped out from all people and wealth, etc. Lavi Adirabana Mai Hashlech Al Hashem Yehevcha Vehu Yechalkalecha. The Rabbanan didn't understand what the word Yehevcha meant. Amar Rabbar Barchana Yomachal Avadizon Ba'adei Hutaya. One day I was walking behind a certain Arab merchant, Havadarina Tuna, I was carrying a package, Va'amrali, and the Arab said to me, Shkol Yaveich Vishadia Gamlai, take your Yahaveich and put it on my camel. So I realized that Yahaveich means a bundle, a burden. So that must be what he meant. And therefore the Pasuk is telling me that we should throw our burdens on Hashem. We should trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could bear the weight of all of our burdens. So I guess main point number one, there were several words that the Rabbanan didn't know what they meant, both in Pesukim and in Divrei Chazal, and it was only through hearing the Amsa Dibei Rebbe, or in one case an Arab merchant, that they knew what these words meant. Okay, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shofar Shor Rosh Hashanah Shel Ya'el Pashut. The Shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be a straight Shofar of a Ya'el. That's not curved like a ram's horn. Upiv Mitzupa Zahav, and the mouth of the Shofar could be lined with gold. Ushtei Chatzotzos Minat Stadin, and next to the Shofar, flanked on either side, there could be Chatzotzos. Shofar Marich, the sound of the Shofar should be a longer blast, V'Chatzotzos Mekatzos, and the sound of the Chatzotzos a shorter blast. Shem Mitzvah Sayom B'Shofar, because in Rosh Hashanah, primarily the mitzvahs with the Shofar. But Ubitanios, when they would be Tokei on the Beis HaMikdash, in the Shofar and Chatzotzos and fast days, then Bishal Zacharim, they would use a ram's horn, Kfufin, and it's bent, Upian Mitzupa Kesef, and instead of gold at the mouth, it was silver, Ushtei Chatzotzos Be'emtza, and the two Chatzotzos are in the middle, flanked on the two sides by Shofros, Shofar Mekatzer, and the Shofar is the shorter blast, the Chatzotzos Ma'arichos, Chatzotzos are the longer blast, Shem Mitzvah Sayom B'Chatzotzos, because the primary mitzvah of the day is really with Chatzotzos. So just just like we're supposed to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we also have another mitzvah of shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, and it's with that we free all the slaves, etc. Says the Mishnah, Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah Litkia, that just like the Tkia on Rosh Hashanah is with a shofar of a Ya'el Pashut, so too the Tkia of Yom Kippur is with the same type of shofar, Ulev Rachos. Just like on Rosh Hashanah we say in the Tefillah, 9 brachos, because we have the 3 first brachos, 3 last brachos, and Malchus Chronos and Shofros in the middle. So to on Yom Kippur, by Yovel, we also do the same thing. And the reason is because we link the Tekios of Yovel to the Tekios of Rosh Hashanah. It's a Gezerah Shav of Shvi Shvi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, Rosh Hashanah, Token Bishel Zecharim, Uvi Yovlos Bishel Ya'elim. That in Rosh Hashanah we use ram's horns, and on Yovel we use a Ya'el's horn. Amar Rabbi Levi, mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim b'kfufin. The mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is to use a bent horn, v'shel Kol Hashanah, and on fast days, b'pshutin, a straight horn. V'atnan, but isn't that against our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Ya'el pashut. Then Rosh Hashanah we use a straight horn of a Ya'el. And so Gemara Udi Amar, Ki Aitana, Rabbi Levi holds like the Tana that disagrees with the Tana of our Mishnah. Like Rabbi Yehuda, Ditanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rosh Hashanah, you're talking v'shel Zicharim Kvufin of Yovlos Bishal Ye'elim. So that's the way he holds. Vilema Hilsa Krab Yehuda. So if he wants to hold a Krab Yehuda, why doesn't he just say that the halacha is like Krab Yehuda? So Yamat Hilsa Krab Yehuda, Avamina Afilushal Yovel Nami Krab Yehuda Sirilei. Because if he would have said that we're passing a Krab Yehuda, I would have thought that by Yovel we also pass on a Krab Yehuda, that it should be a straight horn. Kamashulan, that's why he wants to tell me that a shofar of a Yovel is not like Krab Yehuda, it's also a bent horn. B'maika Miflugi, what are Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama arguing about? That the Tanakama holds that in Rosh Hashanah we use a straight horn, Rabbi Yehuda holds a bent horn. So Marsav, Rabbi Yehuda holds Rosh Hashanah, Kama Dekai Finish Daite, Tfei Mali. The more a person bends, the more a person bends his will and sort of acts with a humble posture in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the better his tefillah is going to be. Will be Yom HaKippurim, but on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, where the purpose of the tekiyah is to declare liberty to all the avadim, kame de pashut in ishdaite tefei mali. It should be done with certainty and with confidence. So the straighter it is, the better it is. Umar Savran, the Tanakam of our Mishnah, holds that on Rosh Hashanah we use a straight shofar, because Rosh Hashanah kame de pashut in ishdaite tefei mali. The stronger it is, the better the tefillah is. Probably because it's more about Malchios declaring Hashem as Melech. Ubetainios kame de kai finishdaite tefei mali. But on Tainios, the more we're bent in posture, the better it is. We'll stop there. We'll pick up there tomorrow. But I guess the main point to draw from that is, although there are many different shitos about when one should use a straight shofar and when one should use a bent shofar, when it comes to Tainis, Yovel, and Rosh Hashanah, the basic idea is that a bent shofar is used when we're supposed to feel a sense of humility, and a straight shofar is used when we're supposed to express a sense of confidence. That's essentially the bottom line. But Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph with Upiv Mitzupa Zahav.